Do you ever worry? Get anxious? We play word games sometimes. As Christians, we know that the Bible says to worry is a sin, right? So we say, nope, I don't go there. I don't worry. But we do get uptight, anxious, stressed out, right? We have all these other phrases, but because the Bible says, thou shalt not worry kind of thing, we buy into the fact that we don't worry. But we do. And when things don't happen fast enough, when things aren't provided quick enough, and when they don't come the way we want them to come, how do we behave? Today's lesson, the text, is about guiding us, not simply saying, thou shalt not worry, as if it was a commandment, but it actually gives us the strength, the power, the ability, as a gift from God, as to how do we do that? How do we not worry? Listen to the Word of God for this morning. This is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet our Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Usually men don't quite have this problem, but I understand our culture is changing. But you go into your closet and you're stressed because you don't know what to wear. Every Sunday, I have it easy. I go in this closet and say, what should I wear? Black or black or black? And it becomes a simple choice. But it doesn't seem so easy for everybody else, does it? We become anxious and we worry. Will this make me look good? What will people say? Did I wear this last week and will they remember? Well, y'all remember I wear black every Sunday. Notice I don't fret over it. We have all kinds of thoughts about today and then we start it all over again tomorrow. You ever notice that? So in our pastor's conference, the preacher for the evening service used an illustration, and I want to give him, Professor Kola, the credit. I don't remember who he quoted. You might, but anyway, he told a story about it. In church one Sunday, one of the older men was visiting with a young high school fella. Making conversation, he says, well, what's your plans? Young fellow says, well, I suppose I'm going to graduate from high school. The old timer says, and then what? Well, I suppose I'm going to go to college. The old timer says, and then what? Well, then I suppose I have to go to work. Didn't sound excited about it. And the old timer says, and then what? Well, he was stumped for a second or two. He says, well, I suppose I'll find a lady to marry, and we'll have a family, and I'll have this career, and we'll raise the kids. And he stops. The old timer waits and goes, and then what? Well, I imagine the kids will leave the house eventually, you know, and maybe we'll have grandkids, and, you know, by then I'll retire. And you know what the next phrase was, right? And then what? And then I'll grow old. And the old timer says, and then what? And the young fellow says, and then I'll die. The old man let that sink in, and then he asked, very softly, and then what? You see, if all we think about and all we worry about and all we become anxious over is this life, we're always worried about the end what. Seek ye first the kingdom of God resolves a lot of the anxiety for us. Yes, I worry. I'm going to confess, I can have stress. We're in budget time. That is not easy. Okay? In March, my oldest had a tumor. Okay? My youngest has 5 children in a world like this. Get it? I get it. So as I share this word of God with you, I'm hearing it myself. You understand? I'm not lording this over you. But I'm reminding you, as I hear it myself, the and then what is crucial to everything else. Because the then what answers the everything else. In the gospel, it's part of Matthew 6, which is part of what's called the Sermon on the Mount. Okay? And you have this beautiful message from Jesus himself, the very Son of God, who tells us the then what. If God clothes the lilies of the field, and God takes care of the birds of the air and feeds them, and God has sent his Son to die for us, to rise for us, to prepare a place for us, as Jesus tells us, why are we so stressed out about the little things? He has resolved the greatest question of all for us. And then what? Paul says, I've learned to be content in plenty and in want. It's not that it's easy, but one by faith does learn to do without or to manage what the bounty is, so that we don't become consumed in the materialism of the day. And the way that is managed is this very gift of God. When he calls us into faith, he puts it into our heart, and he resolves the issue for eternity that Christ has redeemed us, that Christ has saved us, that Christ has prepared an everlasting kingdom for us, and that we're part of that kingdom. When I get up in the morning and I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then the choices of what I'm going to wear have less significance. The choices of what I'm going to have for lunch today, which for me is about 1:30. Please don't call. Okay? The choice of what I'll do tomorrow, all of that kind of stuff, no longer is overwhelming because the then what has been resolved. You and I are alive in Christ. You and I, our sins are forgiven. Has your worry ever made things better or worse? I won't look. You can have your expressions, right? Do you understand? This is what God gives us. Yes, there are times that people who have no money and have nothing in the cabinet, yes, they are hungry. And yes, there are times that clothing is wearing out or one has grown and it no longer fits. Yes, there are times that unemployment is overwhelming. And yes, there are questions about our very health and our wellness. But what's the worst that can happen? If I don't have clothing and I die cold, if I don't have food and I die hungry, if my health isn't cured and my body stops working. The old man had the right question. And then what? Jesus told us in the New Testament, even though we die, yet we shall live. He's answered it for us. Whew. You know, just take that deep breath and let it out. But it's getting there by faith in our daily walk with God. It's maturing in the Word that helps us to cope with these things. It seems to take us so long to learn the lessons, doesn't it? My baby sister called me the other day. Well, she actually texted earlier in the week. She just found out. Now, you have to understand, this is Ruth. Her husband passed away just recently. And just this past week, her son said, "You're going to be a grandma." They just found out that his wife is pregnant. And I was talking to her on the phone on Friday, and I said, "Yeah, I don't know how many times I've ever heard, you know, you should really have your grandchildren first, and then your kids." Y'all heard that, right? Do you know why we hear that? It's because once we've raised children, we get it. We understand the joy of what it is. And now we've matured and we have patience and we have understanding. We realize what's important and what's not important. But when you're the young parent, your heart's just pounding. You know, my kid ate dirt. What do I do? You know. And we've learned that many things in this life are not as significant as we think they are. That's what Jesus is telling us in the Sermon on the Mount. The greatest significance is seeking first because God has given it to us first. This kingdom of God and His righteousness. He has clothed us with the righteousness of Christ in our baptism. He has given us and guaranteed us a place in heaven. He calls us to walk in the newness of life. He has taken us out of the darkness of despair and bringing us into the light of His grace. And how remarkable it is. And He strengthened us for the journey. So there's things now that we're this age, whatever age that is, right? You're able to laugh at. Because you know that in the scheme of things, it's just as if this angel was sitting on your shoulder saying, "And then what?" And the answer by faith is, I will always live and exist by the grace of God. Whether it's in this world or the next, that's what is, then what? The mission of LWML is to live that out among us. But that is the mission of the church too. It is to serve the Lord in gladness. It is recognizing that there are more important things and that the way we do things and how we do things and what we say reflects the then what. And we become kind of eyes open into this mission field around us about sharing the gospel, because there are so many people that are really stressed out. Whether it's because there's an election coming up and they don't know who to vote for, or whether it's that lab report that they're waiting to hear about, or whether it's their kid is going to graduate and they don't have a clue what they're going to do. You know, we're all stressing about something. And the voice of God speaks to each of us in His Word. And it says, okay, if that was resolved, then what? And as long as we keep our eyes on this world, then we're going to go from stressor to stressor, to anxiety, to worry, to frustration and confusion. And I think it makes a circle kind of thing. But seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness resolves it. It reminds us that when we have the forgiveness of sins and the hope of the resurrection, whatever and however we face things, we know the what. It's God. It's His kingdom. It's His plan. And until Christ comes, you and I get to live it out as if we go into our master closet and we go, hey, I'm not worried about what I'm going to wear. And we go to the kitchen refrigerator and say, hey, I'm not worried about what I'm going to eat or drink today, because that will be taken care of. But the mission, the biggest thing for today, is for me to live for Christ. And even when I fail, y'all ever failed? Just checking. Okay. What happens? His grace restores us, so that we know through the cross and the resurrection, there is for God's people. And then what? And then we live. Amen.